So you, do you have an opening bit or not?
I don't, and I know you're recording, so don't screw with me like that.
I don't know what gives
you're
you
smiling.
Idea.
You're smiling. You're smiling. You're so busted.
You can't see my face behind
no,
my
No, I
filter.
See the cheeks. I see the cheeks up here. They're up here.
Welcome to One Beer, One Song.
I'm it's sorry you're here.
It's a podcast. if you're listening to this...
I'm sorry.
We think that's amazing because we have no idea how or why.
Thank you for embracing where my heart lives.
But we are the internet's only podcast about beer or music. So we are. This is an important.
That's gaslighting. That's not good. Don't lie.
Name another beer podcast.
Beer.com.
You don't. You've never even.
You can't prove a negative.
You now have to finish every single point with that noise.
Which one?
The can't prove a negative. Was that it?
I don't know. No. I don't know what it did.
You did a noise. It was good.
Oh. Well, I'm sure that'll be my new text message tone from you that you'll send me in an MP3 file.
So on each of these episodes, for some reason, we miscategorize and or underappreciate a beer.
This is the second one sometimes of the redos.
Multiple beers, sometimes multiple songs.
I'm sorry. You were talking.
It's fine. It's like the credits rolling in the background.
This is the second of the makeovers.
That's right. We're in the mid 160s here. This should have been like, we should be into May already, but no, we're re-recording because I'm an idiot is really,
it's not that you're an idiot. It's just that you didn't plug the male into the female.
Yeah, no, I plugged it in. I just plugged it in after, that ship had sailed already.
Mm.
And the software was like, I don't know what you plugged in. I'll just turn on the default mic. Anyway, hopefully this sounds much better than my laptop. Ooh, was that a beer?
What's a beer?
Do we drink beer on here?
This week's beer is Green Man Trickster IPA, 7% ABV, 16 fluid ounces. This is way too much beer.
So Green Man Brewing.
Where are they from?
Asheville, North Carolina. They've been around since 1997.
Juicy Simcoe. So around the time of Sweetwater.
Yeah, they're part of the first craft beer bubble.
Oh. Juicy Simcoe, Mosaic, and El Dorado hops mingle with pure Green Man imagination to form the tropical IPA disturbance. Did you just lick your hand?
Yeah, when I opened mine, it kind of sprayed. I got beer all over my phone.
It has the independent craft beer upside down bottle thingy on it.
Mm-hmm.
The label is one sticker that's been slapped on unevenly.
Which, honestly, if the beer is reputable, or if the brewery is reputable, the sticker can label is a good sign, because that means it's a smaller batch than they could justify having cans printed. Because getting cans printed, the price breaks don't really happen for printing until you do like a quarter million cans.
So 76 IBUs.
If you're not going to do that many, then just slapping stickers is good stuff.
Okay, cool. Good note. I learned something today, but slap them on well. That's a disheveled sticker.
Russ is pointing out that one end of the sticker is a couple millimeters off from the other end of the sticker. And
a few millimeters means a lot when you're talking kidney stones.
He's critiquing it like somebody didn't get their fucking paisley wallpaper lined up right.
So it's not a particularly clear beer, but it is a light straw color.
I couldn't tell you. I'm drinking out of the can.
Foamy white head. It's an IPA. Does it taste like an IPA?
It tastes like a modern IPA.
Define modern. We're in 2018. Does that mean the hazy craze?
Yes. This is a Haze Boys IPA, though not being as opaque as some of them are.
Lighter than I thought.
It's very juicy. It's very fruity. It's not very bitter.
No.
That is the style amongst which we live.
Is hazy IPA been added to the style guidelines?
I don't think it's been added to the BJCP style guidelines, but I think the New England IPA has been added to the GABF style guidelines. If I don't recall correctly.
I'm going to take a second sip before I spew more wrong words.
Let's listen to Russ's sip. Welcome to the Masters.
Sergio shot a 13.
I saw that.
It's amazing. He tin cut the hell out of it.
No referencing current events.
Very light, doesn't hang around, not bitter, not super juicy, not super tropically. It's a light floralness.
I mean, I can't smell much because I'm drinking out of the can.
And let's talk about cans.
They're great. I love them.
Cans are great. Mm-hmm. Tall boys are awful.
Oh, wow. Is this a Russ take? We got a Russ take coming?
Never speak again.
So what's the take? What tall boys are awful? Why?
I don't like tall boys because it's too much beer to consume in a manner that before you get to the last inch of the can, it's warm and gross.
Do you remember the last thing Ned Flanders said to Maud Flanders before she was killed?
I'm coming in your butt.
No. They were at some sort of sporting event. I forget what it was. But she got up.
But you can imagine he did.
She got up to go. She's like, I'm going to go get hot dogs.
Yeah.
And as she was walking away, Ned said, remember, Maud, no footlongs.
Oakley dokley.
And then Homer shot her off the stands with a t-shirt cannon and she died. I'm getting the same sort of vibe from you on the tall boy. Like, you're like, no footlongs, no tall boys. Nope, not in this house. No tall boys.
That's correct. It's too much beer to consume.
Too much beer to consume. Are you kidding me?
In this packaging.
Literally a pint of beer.
Okay. My hand, aluminum does not hold temperature well, correct? Aluminum is
an excellent conductor of energy.
That's correct. When it turns into a positive.
Is not a very good insulator of energy.
That's right.
Energy.
So when you have a tall boy, by the time you get to that last inch, mm-hmm. I withheld. Aren't you proud?
Withheld what?
I said, because when you get to the last inch and then I abandoned, I grew up a little bit there.
As Russ is saying, as you get to the last inch, his thumb and middle finger are stroking the tall boy. And he gets down to the bottom and is kind of eyeing his fingers and is like, when you get to the last inch, it's warm.
It's warm. And it's not a good beer consumption experience. The user experience is lessened when you have a tall boy.
I mean...
When's the last time you saw high ABV stout in a tall boy?
Alesmith Speedway Stout. It's 12% alcohol. You can get it at Swab in a can.
Only because we were just there literally 2 hours ago.
And at other places, like you can get it, yes.
Name another.
I mean... It's pretty impressive that I was able to wrap that one off, but that was quick. That was really quick. You're basically betraying, so you're admitting that you've never had a 40 then.
I've had a 40. Once, because you have that experience once, you don't want to have it again.
So I'm guessing.
Have you had a multiple 40s?
Someone gave you a 40 or handed you one and then you drank.
Actually, the circumstances of this consumption would paint a very bad picture. So I'm not going to tell you how I obtained the 40.
That's fine. But I'm guessing knowing you that you, and especially knowing that this was probably in college, you got down not to the last 2 inches of the 40, but you got down below the conical top part and were like, okay, this is just gross.
That's a little weak. One, it's gross from the start.
Right.
But as it got worse, it certainly did.
It's definitely an ends justify the means beverage.
How?
Because you're not drinking it to enjoy the beverage.
Oh, no. That's like the guy I saw in Swab recently. He had like, it's larger than a fifth, but smaller than a... It was the in-between size of Jack Daniels. It was only like this high, like 9 inches high.
Is a fifth a pint or is that more than a pint?
The fifth is the large flask.
Okay.
Then there was a bottle size, just a hair bigger, and he had a 2-liter Coke. I'm like, that does not compute. He's like, I really like Coke. I'm like, oh, this has nothing to do with drinking 40s.
Have you ever played Edward 40 Hands?
That's a porn.
No. So Edward Scissorhands is a popular Tim Burton movie.
Right.
Edward 40 Hands is where you get two 40s and you have somebody, you have to have help in more than one way in this game. You and somebody else, it's multiple participants.
Is this for real?
You tape the 40s to your hands with duct tape. And then you drink them. And you can't take the 40s off your hands until you're done drinking. But what you've hopefully already calculated is that your stomach and small intestine and bladder can't hold 80 ounces of liquid very well. And so how do you pee with 40s taped to your hands?
Very carefully or off a porch.
Or you have help.
What kind of friends do you have if they've taped 40s to your hand?
If you've done Edward 40 hands with somebody, these are the best friends that you have in your life. This is sort of,
have you done it?
Like blood is thicker than water type of stuff. Absolutely.
You're lying.
No.
Go on.
Yeah. You have somebody, you're like,
no. Tell me who did this to you. I'm not telling you
any more details, but the fact of the matter is you get down, either you drink the one and then you move on to the next one, or you drink them both evenly. But then you get to a point where you're like, well, I have to pee or I'm going to die. So unzip my pants and take it out. And then I will do the peeing.
Some of your past friendships have led to people laying down on railroad tracks, passed out, waking up to the train crossing over them.
Mm-hmm. True.
These same group of friends played a game called Hot Can, where you put a can in a fire until it was scalding hot, and then you fling it at someone with the warning, Hot Can.
Correct.
Are these the same group of people who tied your hands, taped your hands to 40s?
I'm not telling you any more details, but let's just say
yes. That
the 90s were fantastic. Made all the more fantastic by the lack of social media.
It's amazing you're alive.
It is amazing that me and several of my friends are alive.
It's amazing you married. It's amazing you're standing here, sitting, whatever. But I don't like 40s because the heat penetrates the can and heats up the beverage too fast.
So here's my suggestion for adjusting your perspective and enjoying more tall boys. Drink more 40s. And then you'll be like, this tall boy is great.
This week's song came from a fan of the show, Kit. He suggested via the Twitter. Remember when we recorded episodes that disappeared?
Episodes way back ago.
Mm-hmm. He said, St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Now, I've been aware of St. Paul and the Broken Bones. I've been aware of their existence. I'm aware that they have a trumpet player. I'm aware that they don't have a full-time saxophone and trombonist. Those people are hired for tours. And I've seen them on the late night shows. They produce good music. So he recommends Sanctify or Pocket Change. But that's not the song we have queued up. So we're going to listen to what?
Well, we have Like a Mighty River queued up. But
sounds gospel.
We can listen to something else if we want. I don't care.
No. Well, he said Sanctify.
Do we want to pause for a second and figure out what we want to do and then come back?
Has that ever worked for... No.
Yes,
no. What you said in the last episode, you said, no, this is live. This is live.
Well, I didn't change my mind. No, I get a little...
How's that novel coming?
Quirky, a little whimsical.
No, let's do what we have queued up.
All right.
And if we like it, and if we want to call the comedian over to the couch, we'll listen to another one on the way out.
Got it.
Okay.
So off their 2014 album, Half the City, this is St. Paul and the Broken Bones, Like a Mighty River.
You are just a tiger, and I am just a tiger, and we ain't let it flow.
Man, I love Alabama Shakes.
Wow. Wow. That'll get you killed in some parts of Mississippi.
So, their header image on Spotify, does these guys no favors at all.
No, they should not be able to produce the sounds they do based purely on appearance and
they
judgment.
There are eight of them. They are pure and white as the driven snow, and they look like 100% of them are in, actually seven of them look like they're in digital marketing, and one of them looks like a mixologist.
Does the mixologist have a bow tie?
Does the mixologist have a bow tie?
Oh my god, he has a bow tie. I'm
Russ
the internet.
Gester, I just showed Russ my laptop, which he couldn't see before, saying that the guy has a bow tie, and he is wearing a bow tie.
Oh, ding ding, I win the
make
internet.
Make me a whiskey drink, bitch. Yeah, so that's fine.
Oh my god,
the song was fine.
Time.
I mean, so much music sounds like that. So much like music that I don't know. It's not. Here's the thing. I'll give it that it's not clap stomp. Like it's not, or it's not goddamn Imagine Dragons. But like white people are making bad music right now. And this is not inspiring. The singer
okay,
is...
Okay, let's back up for a second. White people have been making a lot of bad music for a very long time.
True.
Other than Alabama Shakes, name another band that's currently putting out music like this.
I mean, I don't... Name it... Any question that starts with name another band and has to do with current music, I am up shit creek because I have no idea.
It does have a throwback feel to it.
All the music that I own... has either been downloaded for this podcast or I own on CD circa 2004 and
or before. Cassette. We have reviewed some of your bands.
That's true because it only physically existed on analog tape.
I love that there's a horn forward, electric guitar band out there that's bringing people joy. Their live performances are delightfully visually, unlike say the old 97s, which leave me very confused about a lot of things.
I don't understand what you're saying because they put on a great live show.
It is the most visually distracting thing I've ever seen from a live band ever.
Are you kidding me right now?
No. You got lead singer on the guitar doing the swirly thing.
Yeah.
You got bass player who looks like he should be in an emo grunge band.
No, disagree. He's got gray hair.
His stage presence and how he performs.
Listen to me.
Angry.
I've seen old 97s like 100 times. I'm not going to have you come into my house. You've seen them like once.
I've seen them exactly once.
You've seen them exactly once.
About
and
to
like,
be twice.
I'm an authority on live performances by this band that you love. Get the fuck out of my house.
We talked about this that night. They are visually weird to look at, and you agreed with me. You're like, yeah, that's a part of it.
Yeah, they're visually weird to look at, and it's a part of it. It's the part
great.
Of the performance.
But
it's great.
They are weird to look at. St. Paul and the Broken Bones, it's more of a visual celebration of joy.
Visual celebration of white men between the ages of 25 and 35?
Dude, I'm going to tell you. You feel embraced by the music. They're having a good time. You feel a part of it.
Old
97s.
A part of it.
Lead guy is inviting you in, and the rest of the band's like, we don't want you here.
Not true. You're just making shit up now.
I am not making shit up.
You are grasping.
I am not grasping.
You need to tighten up.
I will not.
You will tighten up.
I'm very tight.
Or you will be fired from the show.
Go ahead. The position of host and... go ahead.
Jackhole beer guy is already applied. He is the new co-host.
Great.
Because he submits better songs than this ska band bullshit with...
It is not ska.
Of course it's not ska, but it looks like a really...
Ska, Rocksteady, and Reggae are three great...
Okay.
Well, genres of music.
So let's put that on the socials. Add it to your to-do list, social media manager.
Okay. What?
Submit, have people submit song suggestions for those whatever genres you just mentioned.
Sublime, ska, Tony, dumb.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, I wrote that down.
Correct.
Do you know the difference between ska, rocksteady, and reggae?
Does it have to do with geography and time?
No, because they all came out of the same geographic area. It has to do with the tempo.
Yeah, but...
Oh, don't, no. You just sighed and got sad-faced. That is a...
Wait, you said ska, rocksteady, and what?
Reggae.
Yeah, so like, wasn't there like a Jamaica, Great Britain connection?
Don't try to weasel your way out of this. Well,
I'm just saying, like, I don't. I'm fully like acknowledging that like all of the genres were appropriated by people outside of Jamaica,
right?
But I thought that had something to do with the development of the subgenres.
No, it actually was just broken apart by the tempo. Ska, reggae, and rocksteady all have the same quote unquote feel, but they're all different tempos.
Is reggae the slowest and ska is the fastest?
I believe so. But as with everything on this podcast,
we don't know shit.
Right.
Like, we're not, yeah, absolutely not.
So what do you think about the beer?
I like it.
I dig it too.
Yeah.
Despite it being in a tall boy, I poured it into a glass and the glass is retaining some chillness.
Hold on. The fact that you poured it into the glass means you can no longer talk shit about the tall boy.
I can talk about shit about my tall boy experiences.
Talk about my shit about my tall boy experiences.
I've dated many tall boys.
One of my best friends is a tall boy.
God. You're such a racist. The beer is delicious. I don't approve of the packaging only because it's a tall boy. But I poured it into a glass and we're hanging out. We're having a good time.
This is an interesting, we should do a whole just separate podcast on your Russ's, the things Russ puts into his body and why.
or the things I don't put in my body and why.
But here's
all melons.
Yes, we're aware. What about melons with meat?
No, fuck no. Why would you combine fruit and meat? That's gross.
We've had listeners actually say like, oh man, I eat fruit with meat now just to spite Russ.
That's not true.
That's true.
It's the
gospel. But I like thinking that you go to a liquor store.
It's in one of the first four chapters of the Bible.
And you go to the liquor store and you hate buy something that's in a tall boy. You're just like, son of a god damn it. I'm so angry right now. And you reach in the cooler and you pull out the four pack of tall boys and you go up. And you put it on the counter and they're like, will that be all? And you're like, this is some bullshit. And then you put your chip card in the thing and it reads it. And then you go home and you're angry about the thing. And then you pour the beer in a glass and you drink the beer out of a glass and you enjoy it. And you're still angry about the tall boy.
And?
God damn it. Do you have any other thoughts on... do we have anything else to talk about? Jesus Christ. Oh, so send us, when you listen to these things and you have...
I broke you for a second.
You're getting that was real delightful. Easy.
Oh, it's the pollen.
When you listen to these songs and you, and I know that some of our faithful listeners drive their cars into trees at various points, like write us questions on Facebook and Twitter, because we read all of that stuff and we like talking about it.
Some of us jerk off to it.
You know, there was Russ sent a screenshot of our text conversation about my about the podcasting.
I think okay, hold on. Did I give you any grief about that?
No, absolutely not. No, no,
no. 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 I know you're doing the lion's share of the work here. There's no way I'm going to beat you up about it. I know you were cutting yourself already.
No, I have no, you know what? It's, I said, shit happens. It's fine.
I said, God damn it. And we moved on.
I'm not dragging you here. I'm going to drag one of our listeners. Somebody on Facebook, kind of out of like the post was about, the recording not working, and this person, and I'm going to read their name because they posted on a public Facebook page, William Benjamin Harrington,
the third,
also known as Mr. Genius Man. His comment on Facebook is, I mean, it's just a plug drain or a septic tank that needs dumping. How can you still be having this problem?
He's trolling you pretty hard.
Well, as a result of, like, as a response to the, I, my response to Mr. Harrington is, I will fight you with strollers. Like, come to my house and I will give you a tour of the plumbing here. Plugged septic tank. I will freaking, there was a pump.
When you talk strollers, are you talking about like the umbrella strollers that are easy to wield and whack people with? Or are you talking about like a Graco fucking quality? Like you hit him once, he's going to be fucked up.
Both.
Bye.
Bye.